Now to an outpouring of international condemnation over news that Gambia has executed 9 death row prisoners. These are the first executions in the tiny West African nation in almost 30 years. Gambia's leader has long faced criticism for his human rights record. In an end of Ramadan speech, he vowed to kill all prisoners facing the death sentence by mid-September as a way to curb crime. But critics say some of those inmates were jailed without due process for opposing the president. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton has the story from neighboring Senegal.
Despite pressure from rights groups, his African peers, and Western powers, President Yahya Jammeh has carried out his threat to begin executing inmates on death row. In a statement, the Gambian government said 9 were executed by firing squad on Sunday, 6 civilians and 3 soldiers. Amnesty International earlier said the 9 were killed overnight on Thursday. Paul Rigaud is Amnesty's Deputy Africa Director.
We are urging the president not to carry out any further execution because this is bringing back Gambia into the small group of countries that execute in Africa. And people on death row were either sentenced for murder or treason, and who indeed could be political prisoners.
Neighbouring Senegal says 2 of those killed were Senegalese. Amnesty International called the executions a hugely retrograde step on a continent where many countries are abolishing capital punishment. In a rare interview with the BBC last November, Jammeh dismissed accusations that he has silenced dissent and imprisoned his political opponents.
If I don't execute people that have been condemned to death by law, you think I want to earn one-way ticket to hell by killing people that have not been tried by any court of law?
Yahya Jammeh seized power in a military coup 18 years ago and has since kept a tight grip on Gambia, making alleged coup plotting a treasonable offence. The one-time army captain has traded his military fatigues for flowing white gowns and claims to be able to cure AIDS. The president says a good leader should remain in power as long as God sees fit.
I will not bow down before any human being except the Almighty Allah. And if they don't like that, they can go to hell. I don't care what they say.
Jammeh won a 4th presidential term in November in elections the State Department described as neither free nor fair. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland expressed concerns over news of the executions.
We have regularly called on the Gambia to ensure that it fulfills its international obligations, provides for due process throughout its judicial system, and we have expressed our concerns about the way they do that.
President Jammeh says his critics should be aware that Gambia is a sovereign country whose constitution authorizes the death sentence. Afabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
This is NPR News.